CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Been wanting to get Mark Greenwood on the show from Anytime Fitness. They're running a great cause very soon. It's the 24-hour treadmill challenge to support suicide prevention in Australia, which you can sign up to.
Yeah, all the Anytime Fitnesses around the country are doing it, and it's for a great cause. And Mark joins us right now. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Barry Gondi. How are you this morning?
Very well,
good,
thank
mate.
You.
Are you there with Linda as well? Got Linda on the phone?
Yeah,
hi. Morning, Linda.
Hey, Linda. How you going? Hey, how's the sign-ups been for this so far? I mean, love to get some more, so that's why we wanted to get you guys on the show, but how's it been tracking?
Oh, we're going very good. So all our members are getting quite involved in that, but also we'd like to put it out to everyone else on the coast, and everyone welcome and it's so, to come down to our clubs.
We've also got members that are, like, one of our members at West Gosford, she's actually taken it upon herself to organise her own page to get, you know, people to sponsor her, because she's going to walk for as long as she can if people want to sponsor her. That's if they don't want to themselves.
Oh, wow. So she's going to go for as long as you can. If you people actually can't take part, they can sponsor her and she'll do it for you.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, well, she's even put her hand up for 12 hours, which I think is a marathon effort. And, yeah, so it starts at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. on Friday and goes right all the way through to 6 p.m. on Saturday. So it's quite a big day. At Erina, Wyoming, there's barbecues set up and all that type of stuff for mainly the Saturday to get it through and that.
So we've got a barbecue happening at our Erina Club at about 11 a.m. on Saturday morning, and one at our Wyoming Club at about 3-ish on Saturday afternoon.
And, guys, there's going to be one of these treadmills set up at all the different clubs around the coast, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah. So there's actually a couple at the bigger clubs, Erina and Wyoming, but the smaller clubs, we've got the one treadmill.
Perfect.
But it's quite easy to get involved. So anyone who would like to come down, so this isn't just for members, so this is for anyone who would like to help with the suicide prevention. Either you could just go down to your local club to either get involved, or you can just make a donation as well, because it is a very big event. Like, it must be, it was an eye-opener for myself to find out all the stats about, you know, how many people take their lives and that. So that statistically, they say, like, over 3,000 people a year, which is, you know, 8.3 people per day are taking their lives, which is twice the national road fatality. You know, and also they say that there's, like, 65,000 people think about it per year. Oh, sorry, attempt it per year, let alone 370,000 people think about it per year.
I think, you know what, good on you guys for shining a light on something that's so important, I believe. And it's something that in the past, I think people have kind of attached a stigma to it, where people are like, don't talk about it, you know, which I think is so wrong. And I think this is a really great thing that you guys are doing to raise awareness for suicide prevention here in this country.
Absolutely. That's probably one of the main factors that I suppose suicide prevention want to get out there, is that it's okay to talk. And for the people that sort of can recognise that there might be something wrong with either a friend or a family member.
And it's something that affects so many people, and a lot of people, you know, suffer in silence, because it's always been that thing where you don't talk about it. So everyone thinks it's just them, which it's not. It's a lot of people struggle with this day in, day out, and I just think it's a great cause to get behind.
And also the people that are affected by it directly. I mean, I don't talk about it all that often, but I've been directly affected with it with a great mate of mine, Richard Marsland, who worked in radio, and I worked directly with him at the time in the show. And looking back on it, I wish I did sort of speak up and say something. So it needs to be talked about, and you guys are doing a great cause, and I'd love to get involved if I could do a 30-minute stint. I think my closest one is Woi Woi. So is there any events happening there?
Perfect. Yeah, it's happening down at Woi Woi. So go and see Carla and the guys down there. Absolutely. Just what you need to do is either pop in or give the club a call, and they'll see what time slots are available. They'd love to have you.
30 minutes is probably the most I could do. I'm pretty unfit, so I'm working on that, guys.
Can
I'm working
I
on it.
Put my name down for 3 minutes? 3 minutes.
No, come on.
You can do 15.
You can walk, right? You can walk?
You can walk.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. You can walk, skip, run, whatever you want to do.
You could even maybe muster up a few other people at the station there, because I could think that they could do it for a 15-minute walk as well.
There's a few people I can think of.
We'll do the rounds. We'll get some people involved, that's for sure.
The 24-hour treadmill challenge at Anytime Fitness. Get involved around any club or on the coast. And if you or anyone is struggling, call Lifeline. They're available 24 hours a day, anytime, 13, 11, 14. It's super important.
Mark and Linda from Anytime Fitness, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Bree and Gandhi's Amateur Acting.
People are calling through because they think they know the movie. We haven't even started yet.
We need to start acting before you start calling through. We've got these Hoyts Cinemas Girls Night Out tickets. Hoyts.com.au.
Boom. All right. Producer H, you turn into the director here when you're ready.
Quickly, before you say action, I've put in a lot of effort into this scene. I've watched it this time. I'm giving it my best.
He's given 30 seconds of prep.
30 seconds more than normal, but I just want to say I need the accent out of you. I need you to do
Fine.
I need it.
I need the accent out of you then.
I'm giving it my all here.
All right.
I'm a weirdo. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Action.
Just be myself, is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
And read your mind. Is there anything you want to tell me before we start?
Yeah, I'm going to kill you pretty soon.
I see. How exactly?
First, I'm going to use that human you as a human shield. Then I'm going to kill this guard over there. The Patterson troca on the table. And then I was thinking about breaking your neck.
And what makes you think you can do all that?
You know my handcuffs?
Hmm?
I picked them. Yeah.
Insane. Okay.
I feel like we went pretty well.
Yeah.
I feel like,
happy with that?
I feel like the extra prep really helps.
Helps, does it?
I think so. And then we had some sound effects. We're really taking it to the next level.
You just have to commit to the accent is all I needed from you.
I feel like I did.
You did all right. Nev's in error, 13, 12, 16. Morning, mate.
Morning, Nev.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well.
Nev, we're great,
Do you know the movie from our horrible acting?
Would it be True Lies?
Oh, it's one of my favourites. It is.
Hey.
No wrong guesses this morning on that. That's how good the acting is. Maybe it's harder when we don't prep, Bree. So we want to keep the game hard.
What, so you're saying
the accent gave it away.
The accent. Yeah. Bree did say that going into it, but
so
I needed it.
So you're saying my accent was flawless? My Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
That was a complete lie.
Hey, Nev, enjoy Girls' Night Hoyt Cinemas, yeah? Have a good one.
Thank you very much. I'll send the missus along.
Good on you,
She'll
mate.
She'll love that.
Thanks, buddy.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.
Bree's big. Sometimes good, but mainly bad. Yeah, mostly bad. Idea.
This has been one of my better ones. The Iron Chef. Take a household iron. I cook for you. I slave every week over this iron.
Where's your little apron-y thing gone?
I forgot it.
You're not a real chef without an apron.
I'm a modern-day chef. Haven't you seen Justine Schofield on Channel 9?
Does she wear a denim jacket?
No, but she wears a dress.
Okay.
She doesn't wear an apron.
I see you've got two irons there.
Huey's cooking adventures over here.
You've got two irons.
Two irons this morning. I've taken it next level. I feel like for the grand finale, I really needed to pull something out of the hat here.
Real quick question.
Yes.
We spoke recently about you picking your nose all show. Have you washed your hands?
Nah.
Well, then I'm not eating it.
Too bad.
No, you've said you picked your nose seven times today.
Come on, I went to the bathroom and didn't wash my hands last week.
Rach is the test monkey then. She's eating it.
No.
I'm not eating off your booger hands.
I've washed my hands. I went to the bathroom just before.
I haven't seen you leave the studio.
I did.
Okay.
You weren't in the studio.
Swear on your mother's life you wash your hands.
Swear on my mother's life I went to the bathroom
and
washed my hands.
Big claim.
I don't think I've picked my nose since. Anyway, I've cooked for you bacon and eggs on the iron, which was a big success. You ate the whole thing, which I didn't think you would. It tasted a bit like chemicals, but that's all right.
And I found out you dropped the bacon on the ground, but I didn't know. So there's
that
as well.
So you've got bigger problems than me picking my nose.
I'd rather that.
I've also cooked you pancakes, blueberry pancakes and chocolate pancakes.
What do you got today?
Today.
Hit me with it.
I needed to bring out the big guns. I've bought a second iron. nice cheap one, so hopefully it works. I've got these two irons cranked all the way to the top. I've actually prepared something earlier, which, I mean, that's what us chefs do, you know. And I thought this morning I'd cook for you a toasted sandwich. I'm going to get the two irons. I'm going to place the ham, cheese, tomato sandwich in between the two irons. I'm then going to press them together until it cooks the sandwich perfectly. Cheese will be running out everywhere. Delicious.
Great.
Producer H, I do need your help to get get it into the attraction.
We're live on Facebook right now.
Just because you're a germaphobe, I'll get Rach to handle the sandwich.
Because you haven't washed your hands.
No, you think that I haven't, but I did.
Have you?
T's and C's. Here we go.
You
all right.
Trust me now.
Here's the sandwich I prepared.
I trust
earlier.
No one with my food.
It's a good looking sandwich.
Oh.
All right.
Next, I'll be kissing Rach's mum. We found out.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, there we go. It's all nicely already put together.
If you want to see this? I don't know how this is going to go. But, all right. Okay. So put it onto this one. Yep.
Here we go.
Yeah, there we go. And I'm just going
to. Oh, look at those two irons go at it.
Oh, yeah. It's like these irons are making love. And the baby is this ham, cheese, tomato toasted sandwich.
If only all babies came with a nice toasted sandwich, wouldn't that be great?
I feel like that should be standard.
Yeah.
How do you think this is going to go?
I
learnt my lesson from the last 2 weeks. I haven't put water in either of the irons.
Okay. It looks a lot easier for you because you're kind of just pushing the two irons together.
It's actually a lot harder because I'm using more muscle power.
Okay, you're trying to press that stuff together.
Yeah, I want it to be nice and crispy.
I do wonder if it's going to melt the cheese.
I have faith. I have faith in my product.
I do love me a toasted sandwich, though.
How good's a toasted sandwich?
Nothing better.
Listen to that sizzle, people. Listen to it.
It's look starting to roast.
At the char I've got on this ham, cheese, and tomato toasty.
Oh! Lucky that didn't land on the keyboard. Keyboards are the dirtiest thing in the
lucky
office.
That was clean this morning. The desk was clean. Rach.
I've never seen Jamie Oliver do that.
Yeah, well, he's more coordinated than me. We've cooked a bacon egg sandwich.
Is that what it is?
Well, I cooked an egg and piece of bacon on the iron. I then cooked pancakes on the iron.
Oh, okay, this is the third installment.
This is the third installment, which is a toasty, which I've put in between two irons. I feel like it looks like a success. Are we ready to taste?
Use that knife, cut it, so we can both try it.
Right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, cut it up. All right. Bree's just cutting it right now, so we're going to share it around the room, are we?
Yes, we're going to share it.
Okay, I don't mind that. All right. It looks good, I've got to say, from the looks department and the smell. I'm giving it a big tick.
Who's up for it?
I am.
Producer H, get in here. Alan, who's working the camera over there, is too much of a sissy baby.
Oh, there's even tomato in there.
Yeah, there's tomato.
I didn't know there was tomato.
Oh, here we go.
Crispy.
Mm.
I would say that is a 100% success.
Yes, people!
Well done. That's a 100% success.
That's really good, isn't it? It's like the bread's super crispy.
Yeah.
The cheese is like melted all the way through.
I think sales of toasted sandwich makers just went down. Because you don't need them if you've got an iron.
Check the stats on the internet.
You need a second iron is all you need.
George Foreman goes broke. Wow.
Off the back of Bree, the Iron Chef.
I brought down George Foreman, one of the greatest boxers ever. This is actually delicious.
This is really good. That's really good.
If you're driving to work right now and your workplace doesn't have a toasted sandwich maker, but maybe they have an iron. Use that this morning.
You know how I can tell it's good? This is a big compliment on food.
Here we go.
How you tell it's good?
Yeah.
It doesn't need sauce.
Whoa!
It doesn't need sauce, Bree. So that is
the only review I need from Gaundy.
Yes.
Third installment of The Iron Chef.
Success. Well done.
Massive success, people.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Alana from Promotions is back on the show. She was here this time yesterday.
Are you a part of the show now?
Well, I think so.
Are you coming on board?
Should just be after 8:30 with Alana.
Yeah.
Hall right here at C.
Alana's so. Thoughts.
Yeah, what's I like Alana? It.
What, did you end up finding, tracking down the guy?
No. Oh. I reckon we had some guy that called up pretending to be him. He was a phony, but...
he just wanted the prize.
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
We're still on the hunt for that guy.
Or the phone charger.
Either or.
If you heard the guy yesterday that helped a damsel in distress, we're still looking for that guy.
Gave over his phone charger cord.
Yeah, yes. I've still got it. It's got three different attachments to it. So
that was you.
If you're missing your phone charger, holler out.
13, 12, 16. Wanted to get you in for something else today because you're pregnant. Congratulations, of course.
You've got a bun in the oven.
Don't I just?
When are you due?
On the 22nd of October.
God, okay. That's weird.
Countdown is on.
It's like a thing inside you that's crawling around.
I know. I actually had a dream last night that I gave birth.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was
oh.
really like detailed and
your body's getting ready for it.
Yeah, I kind of woke up a little bit sad though because I thought I had my baby and then
it wasn't there.
I don't yet.
Yeah. It'll be here soon enough, and
you wish it was
thinking differently.
Yeah. I've got a confession to make. I'm weirded out by being asked to touch the baby belly for some reason, and I don't know why. You know when everyone's been getting around touching it and you're being...
Yeah, I get kissing it, I get people kissing it, and yeah. I get a little bit weirded out when people touch it as well, it's, like, especially when they do that whole goo-goo-goo-goo-goo, because you can't... That's my belly, like...
I don't know what it is, but whenever, you, like, Bree's been there and touched it, and Yammo, like you said, he's weird, he's really touching it, and I've really stood back because I'm a little bit weirded out by the whole... I'm creeped.
You're a bit awkward around kids, though.
No, I'm great around kids.
Okay.
What kids?
Do you want to touch it now?
No.
Like, do you want to get over this phobia?
Like, you're not really maternal yet.
Well, babies, they don't do anything.
Well, they don't do anything right now while she's in my belly. So
I know, but I don't...
She's harmless. Have a touch.
No. And then I thought about it. I thought maybe I'm waiting for the day that Jamie's pregnant and I want to do it there, like, as a first time.
I think it'll be
time.
Totally normal. You'll be more maternal.
I'm a bit weirded out by yours.
It's just like touching someone's belly. Like, honestly, it's just touch it.
Jamie's friend Kate's pregnant too, and everyone's been feeling that. I just can't go near it.
Yeah, I get people to try and touch my belly, and people just don't go for it.
When the lasagna kicks.
Yeah, I pretend there's a baby. I'm like, you want to come touch my belly?
I don't know. Have you come across that when you chat to people, or is anyone else weirded out by it? They don't want to touch it? Because I just genuinely don't want to.
I don't know. Like, I don't think so. I don't think of, like, anyone's been weirded out by it before. No one's admitted it. I actually get really weirded out when a Yammo touches it because he gets his head right down close to my belly button and starts rubbing it and talking to it, and that weirds me out.
Everyone says to HR when they talk to you.
He does that real creepy voice too.
Yeah, he does. Oh,
your little baby in there.
Don't worry, I've noted it down if you want to make a complaint.
It cracks me up how people actually, like, talk to babies, like when they put on that big Gucci, 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 go, like, baby voice, and I just wonder what I'm going to be like once I'm a mum, what my baby voice will be.
Yeah, you're thinking it's in there, the baby can't. What do they say? Can the baby hear what's going on?
Yeah, yes. at this stage it can. Yeah.
It
can suck its thumb, it can hear, apparently it can also recognise
really?
Voices and everything as well.
Does it poo in there?
Well, I had to ask someone here at work what happens like when the baby does poo. I can't remember what he said.
Okay, we'll look into that. But you said it can recognize voices.
Yeah, yeah.
So when the baby's born, it's going to go, oh, this creep, Yammo. Yeah. I know this guy.
Start crying.
Oh, no.
The kid will know when to run.
When they see him.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
How scary is this airbag recall that's happening at the moment? Australia-wide, or worldwide, should I say.
Yeah, so it's Takata airbags, right? That's the brand
Takata,
of
air. Yeah.
Takata, is it? 100 Sorry.
100 million cars have been recalled worldwide. That's 2.1 million cars affected in Australia. And there's been more than 180 injuries and over, 18 deaths worldwide because of these airbags.
Which cars are they installed in? I've got here, Toyota, Honda, Mazda is the
There's
three?
58 models affected, sold by more than 13 different car manufacturers in Australia.
Yeah.
So there's a lot. Call through right now. I'll tell you if your car's on the list. Play a game. Be a game show.
13, 12, 16 is our number.
Yeah, if you want to call through. I checked into all of our cars in here. Rachel's car, the RAV4, isn't on the list, your Toyota RAV4?
No, but the Mazda that I'm selling is.
Yeah.
Oh, don't say that.
No, I'm going to get it checked. I'm going to get it checked out before
Mazda 2,
I even sell
yeah,
it.
Mazda 2 I think there's quite a few Mazda 2s that are on the list. My car's not on the list.
No.
Thank God. Mitsubishi Lancer 2003 2008.
What about the hairdresser's car over here?
Yeah, it's on
Suzuki
the list.
Swift. Is it really?
It's on the list.
Suzuki Swift?
Nah, it's not on the list.
I wouldn't imagine it would be.
But my car, though, when I first read about this, I was like, that's interesting because my car, the airbag light always comes on the dash.
Right. Is that what that light is?
No, there's all different lights on the
dash.
Yeah,
I know, but I think I've seen that light as well, the airbag light.
No, no? It's rare. It's Is rare it? That it comes on in my car, but it comes on every now and then, and now it makes me think that my airbag could be faulty.
Well, I'm just reading here because they're saying that the faulty airbag inflators contain a defect that can cause them to explode and propel shrapnel into the drivers and passengers.
Mm-hmm.
How did they not work that out when they installed it?
It's scary because it's been over a decade.
Yeah.
Like that they've had the problems and they haven't fixed it.
Have you ever had an airbag? I've never had an airbag explode.
No.
For any reason.
Never.
No.
One of my friends, she was in a car accident when I think she was going 60 k's an hour and the airbag deployed and it broke her nose, which they say.
While driving. So she was driving 60 k's an hour and it went off.
Because she hit something.
Right.
So the airbag went off and, yeah, it broke her nose. But she had no injuries from the actual car accident, just from the airbag deploying.
I thought you meant she was just driving along and just bang, sort of went out of nowhere.
She ran into something.
Sam's in Nora Head. Morning, Sam.
Morning, Sam.
Morning.
What's your car?
Honda CR-V.
Okay, what year model?
2016.
Nah, you're in the clear.
Not on the list.
Thank you very much.
No worries at all.
Sam now feels safe.
We literally should turn this into a game show. Do you got any game show music?
Let's go to Neil in San Remo. Morning, Neil.
Morning.
Hello, mate.
Welcome to the weirdest game show ever, Neil. What car do you have? And we'll tell you if you got a faulty airbag.
I have a
what? It says here on the screen, a Hyundai Veloster 2011/2012.
Smothered by the airbag.
Model. We'll just look into that here. Nope, you're in the clear, Neil.
Another one
you're
on the clear.
In the clear. No worries.
Too easy, mate.
You've won that this morning.
Yeah. No need to hand your car in, which is good. Ali. Morning, Ali.
Morning.
What's your car, Ali?
Honda Civic 2006.
A Honda Civic 2006. Let's have a look. Oh. Is this the greatest game ever? Oh, it's on the list.
Really?
It's on the list, I think.
You're on the list, Ali.
Did you look into it, Ali, already?
Well, there was a recall about 6 months ago on the same thing.
Yeah.
I took it to Honda and they replaced it. But then now that this new list has come through, I actually found out from someone else that a lot of the replacements were actually done with the bad model again.
That's what they're saying as well, that the airbag company released a replacement and it's faulty as well.
God.
Yeah.
So are you going to hand your car in? Are you going to hand your car in, Ali? Like, I'm guessing that's what they want is a recall. Are you willing to part ways with your car?
You're going to have to, if you ever go for a service or whatever, they just have to do it on the spot.
Yeah,
right.
They'll just check it then.
You can't even book it in.
Like, I'd probably just do it just in case, Ali, because it is on the list.
That's a massive inconvenience, though, isn't it? Are you without your car for a while, or is it just all done into the service place?
Well, depends.
I mean, most of the time, apparently, if they've got if you give them a call beforehand, they will check to make sure they've got the correct part.
Mm-hmm.
But then... The same thing happened last time, and apparently it's still the wrong one.
Just give it a test for us, Ali. Just whack the steering wheel as hard as you can. Just give it a good old whack, mate. Just bang it real hard, and we'll just see.
I think my insurance covers that.
We'll sort it out right here, right now, mate, if you want to get to the bottom of that.
You can keep calling through. Yes. I'll take some more calls off air, and I'll let you know if your car's on the list.
Get up with Free and Gaunzi.
CFM.
The woman being punched in the face by a man.
Yeah.
In Lake Memora, 21-year-old Bianca Lee Sams. It was on the Pacific Highway on Monday, and it was caught on a dash cam. A lot of details to the story as to what happened in the lead-up to that and what led to that. I mean, in no circumstances should that be happening, where you've got a 21-year-old woman getting out of the car, sort of shaping up to the guy, not with any...
She had her arms crossed.
Just had her arms crossed. And he's... he's just gone whack right in the face. I mean, it's pretty full on.
Very full on.
I've got Em to come in and give us the full update next. I want to have a bit more of a chat about it. But
she was on the news last night.
Yeah, on A Current Affair. I've got that audio too. And we tried to get her on the show, but she's gone missing at the moment. So I'm not sure what's happened.
She's probably been told.
Yeah.
Tone it down. Because it's probably going to go to court, I'd
exactly,
say.
Exactly, I'd say too. But if you have any connection to it, 13, 12, 16, or you got a strong take on it, you'd like to get on air and express, 13, 12, 16, our number's always open to that kind of stuff.
Get up with Free and Gaunsey.
CFM.
Em is in the news, is from the newsroom in the studio with us as
good
well. Morning.
Morning,
Em.
How are you?
Morning.
Hey, can you give us the update on this? Because you've just chatted to the police about this story this morning. The 21-year-old woman that was punched in the face at Lake Memora.
Yeah, so police are yet to speak to that woman directly or the alleged offender, the man who committed the punching. They received reports from a witness who reported the incident, and they viewed the dash cam footage. So
it's pretty hard to deny when you look at the footage, isn't it?
Yeah.
It catches everything.
But she hasn't chatted to the police, but she's chatted to A Current Affair.
Yeah, so and they're aware of that as well, of that audio circulating and that of her speaking to Channel 9.
Okay.
Probably because A Current Affair just got to her first.
Mm.
Well, we've got that audio. This is her chatting to A Current Affair about the incident.
He was slowing down to about 50 in the 80 zone, I'm pretty sure. And then we overtook him. And then that's when he started tailgating us, swerving us off the road.
In the back seat was Taylor's 5-month-old baby boy.
Had to do what I had to do to protect me and my mate and her son. We were both scared, like, out of our minds. We didn't know what to do.
So from what I can gather, he was going slow on the Pacific Highway, around about 50 Ks, they were saying, around about 50. And then she overtook him, and then he came up and tailgated. She felt threatened. She started throwing things at his car, including nails, which smashed his windscreen. And then it got into the...
chisel.
It was a chisel that smashed the windscreen.
So.
Okay.
Well, apparently that's alleged.
And which led to the punch, which led to them pulling over, her getting out of the car, and then the incident that we saw, the footage, which is very full-on footage, and that it should never get to that by any means.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Overnight, one of the duty officers attached to Tuggerah Lakes Police has said that violence in any circumstances is not on, so they're still investigating and they're asking anyone who witnessed the incident to come forward and talk to them.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's... I know they're trying to track down the guy and they need to catch up with the guy. It's just, I mean, what's your take on it, Bree? You're an opinionated woman in this instance with the...
I just think you shouldn't be punching anyone who is obviously... She didn't have her arms up. She wasn't looking to punch him. She was just standing there with her arms crossed. She was just, you know, standing there. Even if she has obviously done the wrong thing in the first place, both of them, it sounds like, have done the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You should never be punching someone if you're not defending yourself.
Regardless of being a man or a woman.
Regardless if you're a man or a woman, you shouldn't be punching anyone unless it's in self-defense.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, is there anything that could have been done different in that situation? Because I heard the police talk yesterday, Em, and they were saying that in that instance where he was tailgating, she should have gone maybe straight to the police. It's pretty easy to say when you're caught up in that situation, though, and you feel like you are trying to defend yourself from something scary. I mean, what can you do?
Yeah, I mean... I'm not saying that she should have done this, but if someone was doing that to me, I'd just pull over and let them go. Just get out of the situation.
Yeah.
If you're feeling that threatened,
yeah.
And what if they don't, just go?
I've had someone in Sydney, I've been stopped at the traffic lights at Chatswood on the Pacific Highway in Sydney. I've had a man hop out of his car behind me and come up to my windscreen and bang on the windscreen, and he pushed my the side mirror.
Yeah.
But I had to reach out of my window and fix it back up again. So
what for? What happened? What led to that?
I think I was just sitting there and I didn't see the lights slowing down, and I kind of the yellow,
yeah.
And I sort of slammed on the brakes, and that had obviously annoyed him. He almost ran up the back of me, and then he hopped out of his car, and I was quickly locked the doors when I saw him coming.
It's intimidating, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
and
I just
stared straight ahead. I didn't even look at him because I was so scared.
I had a cyclist kick my door because I pulled out of a car park and didn't see him, and he kind of stopped right next to me, and he kicked my door, and he started yelling, and your heart just raced. Races,
yeah,
doesn't it?
You
get so intimidated in that situation when they're kind of standing over you. So,
well, you never know what someone else is going to do.
Well, that's right.
And that's the scary thing. Mm. You know, and in that instance, that guy, he obviously needs help.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Definitely needs to get help, and she sounds like she probably needs a bit of help as well. Both of them have road rage issues, and they need to get some help for that.
We'll keep you up to date with that story as it unfolds. It happened on Monday, but it's still a developing one this week, and we'll do that right here at C.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
Around about this time last week, we spoke about the pocket call I got from what we think is a scam. Mm-hmm. And they've been calling me non-stop all hours of the day, and they left a pocket call. This is the audio from the call that they left.
Hola, nan at gmail.com. Save mo dyan tapos. Save mo din sa PC form.
So they're obviously talking to someone else. We tried to call the number. We left them a voicemail. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to call them. I think what they do is they set up this voicemail so that you can't call them direct.
Gotcha.
They want you to leave your details and they'll call you back. So no matter how many times I try, because I'm trying to get onto them so we can, you know, have a
mess
dig
with
at them. Yeah.
So it goes straight to that voicemail every time.
Yeah, I think that's their setup. I think it is a scam, though, from what we've looked into, isn't it?
Oh, 100% yeah. Scam.
Part of that call, though, that really stood out to me is this. Because I think I might know who it is.
What is it?
Yandapos.
Do you think you might know who that is?
Yandapos.
Something Paul?
Yandapos.
Who is it?
The girl them killer tip.
Take my Yandapos.
Someone give it to. Someone give it to. Someone give it to.
Man at gmail.com.
Bloody Sean Paul.
It's Sean Paul.
He's got nothing better to do these days, does he?
He's on to me.
John Abal. It does sound like that, doesn't it?
He needs
it?
The cash.
Maybe they were talking to Sean Paul.
Do you reckon? Maybe that's the Gmail they'll give it out.
John Abal.
Sean Paul. He's on to us all, guys.
I love when Sean Paul sings his own name. It sounds like Shauna.
Shauna Paul. That's where he's from. That's how you got to throw it down. Powderfinger Sunsets.
Oh, well, glad we got to the bottom of that.
Oh, it's all solved.
Yeah, all solved.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
That's a big song, isn't it?
That's a massive song.
Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca. It's our old school birthday banger. This morning with Brian Gaundy at 7:44, gave away family passes to the Mel Brooks musical, Gosford Musical Society. It kicks off on Thursday, so tomorrow. So Young Frankenstein, tickets through Gosford Music Society. It's on until August the 12th. We put the call out yesterday. Tickets went off.
Yeah, people love it.
Family passes. So
show, dinner and a show.
Dinner and a shoe people, on the coast.
Ricky Martin said that that song is the reason why he needs a hip replacement.
Because he's shaking too much.
Apparently.
He's getting it.
Got arthritis in the hips from that song.
Him and Elvis. Going down. At least he hasn't gone down the Elvis road. What? Packed on the KGs.
Yeah, well, when you eat peanut butter smothered in honey sandwiches.
Is that what Elvis was doing?
He would eat, I think it was like ham, honey, peanut butter sandwiches.
Sounds like my diet.
It was like his favourite thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised we haven't got a mum or die text on that. That's Ricky Martin's one of her favourites.
Yeah, she probably isn't listening this morning.
Why? But,
well, she would have texted me.
100%.
100%.
She'll be devastated that she
missed out
on the Ricky Martin birthday bang. 100%.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
Have you seen the show that Channel 9 are promoting at the moment, hosted by Kyle Stefanovic, this time
next year? Looks awesome.
Looks really good. There's not a lot of TV shows that come out at the moment that I go, I want to see that.
So what, essentially they filmed stuff a year ago? Is that
so? From what I gather, they get someone up on the stage and they say, you know, they might be going through something tough, they might be overweight, and they say, all right, so how did you get here? And what are you going to be in 12 months' time? And they say, in 12 months' time, Carl, I'm going to be slim and fit. And then Carl goes, all right, and he walks over to the other side of the stage. They just pop out the door 12 months later.
So they filmed a year ago.
Yeah.
So they filmed a bunch of stories a year ago, and then now they're going to air it with the new
Even though I know that's what they've done, it still blows my mind.
But what they're going to play it, they're going to play it like...
As if Carl just walks across the stage and there they are on the other end. And I've watched the promo for it, got a little bit teary.
Mm.
There's some deep, you know, issue kind of stuff.
You know, if Carl Stefanovic's attaching his name to it, it's going to be a good one.
Didn't he do a late night talk show though, kind of Rove style?
Did he?
That didn't go very well, yeah. Oh. Kind of bombed a little bit.
I don't even remember that.
I mean... the thought that's gone into a show like that, though, to film a year ago and then check in with the people a year later.
It's a good idea.
Oh, it's fascinating. I'm interested to see how they're going to cut from Carl, because on the promo, it looked like he just walked across. Like, where's the... I'm looking for the edit point. I go, where's the edit point?
Too bad if he's put on weight.
Who, Carl? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, people change in a year.
He's in a new relationship now as well, so...
Probably look fitter.
Probably look fitter, actually. Yeah,
he walked the other side. The same suit for a year on the Today Show, so...
Oh, that's true.
That wouldn't, you know, be an issue. He'd be wearing the same suit.
That's true. He'd be rocking the exact same one. Mm. What if they walk over to the other side and the other person, like, it's not a success story? Are we going to have those as well? We're going to have the people that they start overweight, they walk in and they walk back out and they're still overweight.
That's what I'd always watch, The Biggest Loser, right at the end, the finale.
Yeah.
There was always kind of one person that wouldn't turn up to the finale. Do you remember
that? Yeah, I do remember that.
And I felt so bad for those people because obviously they've fallen off the bandwagon.
Yes.
In a normal life situation, because The Biggest Loser isn't real life, and they've obviously put some weight on and
back on.
Didn't want to turn up to the finale.
And they go, wouldn't you believe it? Oh, Maddie, he just couldn't make the finale. He had other plans on. Oh, we've seen Maddie out and about. He's still a lot. No. Just couldn't make it, unfortunately.
Poor guy.
The other thing that starts tonight, just want to quickly ask, are you going to be watching The Bachelor with Matty J?
I think I'll watch the first episode.
Just to see the awkward introductions?
Just to see the awkwardness, but I'm a bit over that stuff.
Me too.
And I'm a bit over, to be honest, them just recycling people from the season before.
Mm.
Get someone new.
Apparently Matty J kills the introductions from what I've read. Like, he just nails it.
Yeah.
He told Osher that he believes in love at first conversation. And one girl on the show, Natalie, who's 26 years old, she broke off her relationship with a woman when she found out Matty J was going to be on the show.
Well, she's an idiot.
She says, I'm not going to say it turned me straight again, but in some ways it turned me straight again.
Oh, I also heard that chick wants a job in radio.
Well, I mean, she can take this job when we leave, I'm
sure. She wants a job in media too, which is weird, and she's on the show.
They'll probably kick us out for her, no doubt.
Get up with Free and Jaunty. CFM.